Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Health Matters, a program for those who are sick and in need of a physician, of body and soul. Once again, welcome back to Health Matters. I am your host, Juliana Krieger, and in this show, we look at the psychological, social, and spiritual implications that illnesses have on patient and family. To start with, we will speak to Dr. Andrew Nicholson about the practical and more physical implications. In the second part, we will go to Pastor Lynn Hansen, who considers the spiritual struggles that chronic and terminal patients face. Overall, both doctor and pastor want to give guidance and comfort to the burdened and weary soul, and to remind them that God is with them and for them, whatever comes their way. Our last topic was Down syndrome. We want to thank you for your emails. Please continue to send us your questions and suggestions. We welcome back Dr. Andrew to discuss with us embarrassing skin conditions. Dr. Andrew, can you give us an introduction to skin diseases in general?
Well, there's been a problem with skin diseases for many centuries. That remembers from the Bible about lepers, and in the medieval times, people were locked away and stigmatized dramatically. Some of these people didn't have leprosy. They may well have had psoriasis or eczema, but the actual business of stigmatization of lepers was not a public health measure to sort of improve the health of people, but basically people acting out of fear and ignorance and prejudice. The problem with skin disease is that it's very much in your face. Your skin is the part of your body that you present to the outside world, and it's very visible to many people. If you have trouble with your liver or your bowels or your heart, you may well not be able to see that. But if you've got dramatic acne, it'll be something that people will remark upon straight away. There's a lot of problem associated with many skin diseases. Sometimes these treatments, the skin diseases, are not curable but manageable only, and we just try and treat people to reduce their symptoms. Amongst many of these include eczema, psoriasis, acne, rosacea and vitiligo. Whether these are common or rare, the impact on people's life can be dramatic and quite profound. The most important one that I can think of is acne, that affects adolescents in the main, although it can occur right through all adulthood. The disease is often chronic, long-term and painful, and sometimes it's important to acknowledge that. As a GP, the first time that an adolescent comes to see the doctor is quite often with acne and how to manage it. Now, adolescence is a difficult time as it is, with a sudden appearance of all sorts of hormones affecting one's attitude upon life. But the acne itself can be quite dramatic, and some people have killed themselves because they feel so ashamed by how they look. The effective treatment of, say, acne is relatively easy. First of all is to tell people, what I tend to do is give people a leaflet about this, which explains it's nothing to do with how they've behaved, what they wash themselves in. It is primarily an imbalance in hormones that affects the skin and the bacteria on it and affecting the sebaceous glands. Primarily, treatment is really about trying to do something called desquamation. You try and unblock all the pores. And there are easily available medications from most chemists that will help do that. But also, the bacteria that naturally occur in the skin colonise the sebaceous glands that suddenly multiply and get large in the skin. And as a consequence, you get many pustules. And these can be ugly in themselves, and more importantly, can form scars which can affect people for all their lives. Certainly, it's important to give people antibiotics, I find, and to try and control things as best we can. Some ladies can use a variety of the pill, the contraceptive pill, that instead of having an oestrogen in, has an anti-androgen. And the anti-androgen reduces the effect of testosterone, which is one of the hormones directly affecting acne. There is a further treatment called isotretinoin, which is a very powerful drug and has to be controlled very, very directly. The way it works is it affects something called vitamin A, and if you don't manage it properly, it can affect the liver. And some people very, very rarely have their emotions significantly affected by it. But what it does is essentially cure it properly. And I've seen some of my patients have had dramatic scarring acne that has gone completely with this sort of treatment. However, as I said, you can't really use it willy-nilly. It has to be under proper medical control. It's important to educate people about it and allow people to ventilate their anger about how they feel. And after all, adolescence is not easy, and having a face that looks like a map of the moon is pretty difficult to manage. It's important also to try and look at how people are in the wider aspects of their lives. Quite often people do get depressed, and sometimes the depression needs a cognitive behaviour therapy or medication to try and improve if they're affected quite significantly. It's important that, say, people with psoriasis are managed with proper medication. Psoriasis is a common disease affecting about 2% of all humanity, and it's where the skin suddenly starts desquamating, producing cells up to 30 times faster than it would normally do. As a consequence, you get sort of crunchy scarring on the skin. It is classically seen on the knees, elbows, behind the ears and on the scalp. One of the strange ways that we've found of treating psoriasis occurred in the seafaring community, when we found that coal tar seemed to make people's psoriasis better. And one of the original treatments of psoriasis is in fact using coal tar and its various derivatives. Unfortunately, coal tar is A, smelly, and B, very greasy, but it does work very well. Other treatments include drugs such as calcipotriol and steroids and other disease-suppressing drugs. It's certainly important when managing a disease such as eczema, which quite often affects the very young, to explain to the mother how important it is to get things under control and then reduce the strength of whatever drug that's being used, typically a steroid, to reduce it as much as possible. But there is a balance to be struck here between control and worry about steroids.
Just so we can have a wider perspective, how many skin diseases are there?
I've got a database on my computer of different diseases, and there have got to be about 2,000. Some of them are incredibly rare and are just small print, and dermatologists love them because it's rather like catching a rare butterfly almost to come across a very rare skin complaint. But in the general, they're typically the eczema, psoriasis and acne are the typical major problems of people. There are also things such as moles. One of the problems with moles is that very rarely they undergo malignant change. And a malignant changing mole is called a melanoma and is a significant and serious problem because they can quite often present late, by which time they may have spread either to the skin or even worse, further away. And also, the average human being has a couple of dozen moles on their body anyway. And which one of these moles is going to be the one that might turn nasty? How can you tell? The answer is it's difficult for you to tell. And besides which, how can you look at your back? It's extremely difficult. So we as doctors are aware that we get people coming in regularly saying, can you look at this mole and tell me it's okay? And the trouble, of course, is that some melanomas present in such a sneaky way that even the best of all dermatologists won't be able to predict it. But there are typically things that one should look for include satelliting, where the mole starts spreading in little satellites around it. Sudden colour change, changing from its normal light brown to a much darker brown stroke black. Ulcerating and bleeding are very important signs as well. Also, if indeed you've had a life in your youth when you spent a lot of time running around with very little on and getting very brown, especially in places like Kenya or sub-Saharan Africa, then that's a significant increased risk for malignant change. I have something called a dermalite at my surgery that is in fact an incredibly powerful light that shines through the skin to the areas underneath, and a melanoma will have a much increased blood supply underneath it. You can actually see that with a dermoscope. There is also something called MoleMate, which is a sort of computer program which can help you make a decision as to whether it might be a melanoma. However, there's an ironic problem for people in Northern Europe, which is because we panic about melanomas, we spend a lot of our time covering ourselves in factor 50 to stop us having the effect of the ultraviolet light upon our skin and causing malignant change. But we have to remember also that our skin is the place where we produce vitamin D, and vitamin D can only be produced by sunlight on the skin. So that there's an irony that we may well be developing fewer melanomas, but we're breaking many more bones as we get osteoporosis in our old age. There's a balance to be hit here.
Doctor, how much of what we eat and drink affects our skin, and in which way?
The classic way of knowing whether you're allergic to something is developing hives or urticaria. This is where, for instance, I have a sister-in-law who's allergic to tomatoes. If she actually has a tomato and is not aware of it, she comes out in bright red blotches all over her body that are incredibly itchy and raised, and they've almost as you look at them, they vary as they spread in one area and diminish in others. And sometimes her lips swell up, then it can be quite a serious medical problem. But that is the sort of classical way of allergies and food affecting skin. In general, though, what we eat does not cause problems to eczema, psoriasis or acne. So you probably will be able to have that occasional chocolate bar without too much angst.
Thank you. Let us take a break, but stay with us as we welcome back Pastor Lynn Hansen after these messages.
If you like what you're listening to, then let your contacts know about Lutheran Radio UK. Use the Spread the Word function on our website, lutheranradio.co.uk, and tell your friends on Facebook and Twitter. Alternatively, you can write the emails of your contacts in the Tell a Friend field at the bottom of our main page, and we'll send them a personalized invitation to listen. Help us to proclaim the good news of Christ by telling others about Lutheran Radio UK. And don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter, and we will keep you right up to date about our programs.
If you would like to know more about the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England, then visit our website, www.lutheran.co.uk. On our comprehensive website, you can learn more about us, what we believe, and where we are, with direct links to all our congregations in England, Wales, and Scotland. We offer a schedule of all the activities that we're engaged with, and which you can attend to get to know more about our Lord Jesus Christ. Should you be interested, you can also find out more about Lutheran theology and Westfield House, the Theological College of the ELCE. If you would like to support our work, you can use our secured link. Visit www.lutheran.co.uk. ELCE, the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England.
Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. We hope that you are enjoying our program, because it's all about Christ and to all God's people.
And we're back with Health Matters. Let's now turn to Pastor Lynn Hansen to share his experience in the spiritual care of people affected by skin diseases.
Greetings in the name of our risen, living Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus, who intercedes for us until the day of our resurrection. Let us begin with prayer. God, our Father in heaven, Creator of all things, your Son, our Savior, Jesus the Messiah, while on earth, healed all manner of spiritual, physical, and mental afflictions. Mercifully help all who suffer in body and soul. If it be thy will, free them from their affliction, that restored to health, they may with a thankful heart bless your holy name. We pray through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. As previously heard here on Lutheran Radio UK, there are many and various types of embarrassing skin diseases. Most people, at one time or another, during their lifetime, will be afflicted by some type of skin disease or irritation. Recently, I spoke to two people suffering from a skin irritation. These irritations were not caused by disease, but by bees. The first person, a woman, who I'll call Nancy, was working in her garden. She came across a nest of bees. She sprayed the below-ground hive with an insect killer, then placed a partially empty can of Coke near the hive. The bees, seeking the sweet Coke, crawled in the can and drowned. But before this, one of the bees stung Nancy. Over a period of 2 weeks, the bite itched terribly. Plus, the area became red, hard, and rough. She applied several topical medicines on the bite, but they brought little relief. Healing took a long time. The other individual suffered a similar experience, but much worse. His name was Harry. Like Nancy, Harry worked in his garden. Harry didn't see a large underground nest of bees. Unknowingly, Harry disturbed the bees. The bees swarmed out of the hive, they angrily flew after Harry. Harry, being an older man, was not able to make a quick escape. Several bees stung him. Worse yet, Harry tripped and fell, breaking a hip. Harry was hospitalized for multiple bee stings and repair of the broken hip. It will be a long time before Harry is able to work in his garden again. During ancient times, leprosy was a name given to skin diseases. Some were truly leprosy. Others were less serious, but just as embarrassing and debilitating as those afflicted. I would like to read to you from God's holy word, the book of 2 Kings, chapter 5. Hear now God's word. Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and in high favor, because by him the Lord had given victory to Syria. He was a mighty man of valor, but he was a leper. Now the Syrians, on one of their raids, had carried off a little girl from the land of Israel, and she worked in the service of Naaman's wife. She said to her mistress, "Would that my lord were with the prophet who is in Samaria. He would cure him of his leprosy." So Naaman went in and told his lord, "Thus and so spoke the girl from the land of Israel." And the king of Syria said, "Go now, and I will send a letter to the king of Israel." So he went, taking with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 changes of clothing. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, which read, "When this letter reaches you, know that I have sent to you Naaman, my servant, that you may cure him of his leprosy." And when the king of Israel read the letter, he tore his clothes and said, "Am I God to kill and to make alive, that this man sends word to me to cure a man of his leprosy? Only consider and see how he is seeking a quarrel with me." But when Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had torn his clothes, he sent to the king, saying, "Why have you torn your clothes? Let him come now to me, that he may know that there is a prophet in Israel." So Naaman came with his horses and chariots and stood at the door of Elisha's house. And Elisha sent a messenger to him, saying, "Go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored, and you shall be clean." But Naaman was angry and went away, saying, "Behold, I thought that he would surely come out to me and stand and call upon the name of the Lord his God and wave his hand over the place and cure the leper. Are not Abana and Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean?" So he turned and went away in rage. But his servants came near and said to him, "My father, it is a great word the prophet has spoken to you. Will you not do it? Has he actually said to you, 'Wash and be clean'?" So he went down and dipped himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the word of the man of God, and his flesh was restored like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. This is the word of the Lord. It wasn't the river water. It wasn't the washing that healed Naaman. It was God who healed him. God uses means to heal us of our affliction. God works through medical staff, medicines, procedures to bring healing. For these we give all glory, honor, and praise to God for his great mercy. All disease, affliction, mental, physical, or spiritual, results from sin. Sin entered the world through Adam and Eve's disobedience. Because of sin, we will suffer. The good news is God redeemed us from our sin. God loved you so much that he sent his only son, Jesus, to suffer in your place. Jesus' vicarious death on the cross, in your place, redeemed you from sin, death, and the devil. No, we won't live a life free from affliction. But we live life as God's children, redeemed from sin. We know that through Christ our sin is forgiven. We live with the assurance of eternal life with him in heaven, where there is no more sickness, no pain, nor suffering of any type. Let us join together in prayer. Our Father in heaven, thank you for redemption through your Son, Jesus the Christ, our Lord and Savior. We ask you to place your hand of healing upon those who suffer embarrassing skin diseases. If it be thy will, remove this affliction from them. Throughout our lives, keep us ever faithful unto you. This we pray in the name above all names, Jesus. Amen. May I suggest to you that if you don't have a church home, to contact Lutheran Radio UK for help in finding one. Belonging to the body of believers is tremendous support. Also, take time this week to read the New Testament book of James in the Bible. This is Chaplain Lynn Hansen saying, so long for now.
Thank you, Pastor Lynn. Speaking to us from St. Paul, Minnesota. We will come back with Dr. Andrew and clinical chaplain Lynn Hansen next week to talk about skin cancers. Please email us at info@lutheranradio.co.uk with any comments you might have. At our website, lutheranradio.co.uk, you can find previous podcasts of this show. Find us under program and also take a look at our other shows. Goodbye and until next time.
Lutheran Radio UK, all about Christ and to all God's children.